Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
People who wonder where the glass is half empty or half full are missing the point. The glass is refillable. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector here in Seattle, Washington, and just want to say thank you so much for hanging out with us this lunchtime hour if you're in the Pacific Northwest, or maybe you're having a cup of tea if it's later in the day for you. But we always want to say we really love our Inspired listener community all around the world, and we hope that if you don't catch the live show today that you'll catch the podcast that's going to be streaming here. And we're going to have a fun show talking about polarity therapy. But before we get into the details of the show, I want to bring on my fabulous, famous, fantastic, fun co-host, Kim Thalkin, founder of Love First. Are you still in Virginia, or are you on your way to California?
Oh my gosh, Mark, I'm just laughing. I'm like, who is this person you're talking about? Thank you for that introduction, Mark. That was very kind. I'm still in Virginia. Yeah, we'll be making the move out in early July. So, busy time over here. I'm just taking in all of the nature and the animals before we leave. But so it's good to be here. Thank you to our Inspired listeners for being with us today and joining us every Wisdom Wednesday. As Mark said, I'm Kim Thalkin. I am relocating back to the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. If you'd like to reach out to me or do some work together, I'd love to do that. If there's anything that I can do in the way of readings or healings, hypnosis, let me know. You can connect with me at lovefirst.info. Although I probably won't be resuming. I'm just wrapping up my last sessions here in Virginia this week and probably won't be resuming again until mid-July. So bear that in mind, but it's all good. So every month we have an inspired affirmation, and this month it is, I close my eyes to see. I love that one. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can do so on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us. And you can find out about upcoming shows. You can send through your questions, as some of you already do. And you can just introduce yourselves. We'd love to see who our Inspired listeners are. We'd love to get to know you. You can also listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, and LoveFirst.info. Mark, how's everything back there or up there in the Northwest? How are you doing?
Busy, busy, busy. A lot of readings, a lot of workshops, a lot of teaching, a lot of traveling, a lot of hikes. So it is the summertime, so 'tis the season to get out and do a lot of hiking here in the Pacific Northwest. But busy is good, so I'm enjoying it.
Awesome. We got a good show ahead of us today, huh?
We do, yeah. This is a young lady that I ran into about a year ago, I guess, and we got to talking about polarity therapy, and so we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about that. And I just want to remind folks that if you want to work with me here in Seattle or online or around the world, just go to marklanehart.com, internet search the Intuitive Prospector. Love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. And you can catch us every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern here on Inspired Living Radio. And every Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, where it's an inspirational show for the week ahead, and also followed by the Prospecting Q&A After Show, where I have spiritual chats, readings, great way to connect with me, and again, just connecting with people all around the world. That's what it's about. And we have our inspired listeners. If you come to our Facebook page, make sure to put a little dot on our interactive map so we can see where you're listening from, because we have people from all around the world listening right now. And I just want to give an inspired listener shout out to two of our new listeners that had just joined our Facebook page, Barbara Holden and Jennifer Guernsey, our new members, our new inspired listeners. So I just want to give them a shout out, and thanks for being a part of the journey and part of the show. And again, if you have questions, please post it on our Facebook page. Kim and myself will be watching for those questions, and we will be opening the phone lines in the second half of the show. The number to call is 202-570-7057, and we'll bring you live into the waiting room, and then our producer Chris will plug you into the show, and you can ask a question of our special guest today, or myself, or Kim. So with that, let's talk about our guest today, Kayla Gomez. She is a certified energy healing practitioner, a polarity therapy practitioner, and a registered yoga teacher. I know Kayla's also got a education and background in nursing. We actually frequent the same hospital. I teach CPR and first aid down at Harborview Medical Center, and I know that Kayla works down there, so it was kind of interesting to have our paths cross outside of the spiritual world and more on the medical healthcare side. So Kayla's journey into health began with a traditional career in that nursing field. Not long after she began working as a nurse, Kayla became unfulfilled with the rate of chronic illness and the lack of the whole body-centered care. Kayla's path into the healing arts began when she first started practicing yoga, which is fantastic. During this time, she became connected with the energetic body and began to learn how the mind, emotions, and spirit affected the physical body. Although she was learning this for the first time, intuitively, she felt like she was remembering innate wisdom her body already knew. Some of us call that cellular memory. This started a path of self-discovery for Kayla into her own unique gifts, her authentic self, and as an empath and highly sensitive person. So the journey for her, after completing her training as a yoga teacher, she began to realize more clearly that her true calling was to assist others in their healing process through self-realization and energy-based techniques. While on a self-transformation retreat in Mexico, she encountered polarity therapy. And today we're going to be talking about polarity therapy and what it is, and a holistic system of treatment that involves energetic healing principles designed to return the individual to a state of equilibrium and overall health. And don't we all want that? We all want to return to that state of equilibrium, peace, and overall health. Kayla is a certified energy healing practitioner, and also she is board certified in psychiatric mental health nursing, which is, I can't imagine, is quite a tough field to be in these days. If you want to learn more about Kayla, you can go to polaritytherapyseattle.com. And Kayla Gomez, welcome to Inspired Living Radio. How are you?
Wow, thank you, Mark. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Thank you both for such a wonderful introduction. That's so nice. I'm really excited to be here and to be able to talk about polarity therapy. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. We like to say you are the inspired and the inspiration, and that's why we love to have people like yourself on our show to connect to our global audience. Because when we first met at Inner Alchemy here in West Seattle, you told me about polarity therapy, and I kind of, you know, that's where the head kind of creaks to the side and you go, huh, what is polarity therapy? And so it was, you know, I'm always very curious about what people do. And so we started talking, and actually Kayla was a special guest to my online development group, and everybody was fascinated with the polarity therapy philosophy and modalities of it. So let's talk about polarity therapy. But first I want to go back to where the journey started, because you and I both have a background in medicine. I'm in emergency medicine and you're in healthcare nursing. And you realized that there was something more than just basic healthcare, that a lot of this journey of self-healing, the state of equilibrium, the overall health does come from within. So I want to just have you talk to our listening audience a little bit about that journey and where that unfoldment for you began.
Yeah, thank you. I would love to do that. I think that's a really important aspect and everything else. I mean, that really began for me probably in nursing school, even before I started to practice as a nurse. So I'm 29, and I started practicing yoga just myself a little over like 10 years ago. I was still in high school. A friend of mine had heard about this like hot yoga. I think it was Bikram yoga, you know, that she'd heard about, and she dragged me along. And you know, and that was before I even started nursing school, but was always kind of attracted to like the health, you know, health industry and caretaking. And my journey, like after I started practicing yoga for several years, something started to shift within me where it went more away from the physical and more inwards. And I was really curious what was happening during all these experiences. So I started reading a lot more about the philosophy of yoga, the science behind it, and so forth. And this was all, I think, a major influence for me as I started to go into nursing. And what I noticed when I was in nursing school, I'll never forget, it was like near the end of nursing, and I was in my clinical. I was actually at one of the VA hospitals in Arizona. And I was working with my patients who were just, you know, I could just see that they were just suffering so much. They were so chronically ill. They had all these multiple different diseases happening at one time, and I remember just looking at the list of medications, and it was like, you know, long, like 20-30 medications, and I just thinking to myself, like, how do we even know what's working, you know, like what there was like medications for side effects to treat the side effects. And what I really started to notice was, despite all this intervention, like so much energy being poured into all of these medical interventions, all of these medications, yeah, I would just watch. It seemed like the patients would just continue to get sicker, or, you know, they would leave, but then they would come back. And it just didn't seem, you know, it just felt like something we were doing, you know, it was missing. And I really started to think more and more about that. And the deeper I got into my practice with yoga, I started to become more aware of the energetic body. And I think also within nursing, I think really what kickstarted me towards being interested in energy as a healing art was actually, so after I started working as a nurse for a couple of years, I ended up in psychiatric nursing, as you had mentioned, which wasn't actually my intention, but I kind of just ended up there. And that too also really started to show me how much the mind is so powerful in affecting our overall physical health. And I began, and paralleling to my continued yoga practice, and I was on a journey towards becoming a teacher at this time, I became to feel more for myself that mental illness wasn't just so much an organic disease as I felt like it was really a spiritual separation, that there was something spiritually and energetically going on here. And this really got me thinking deeper about the energetic self, you know, the conscious self, and how that all interplays into healing.
You know, I'm just thinking, you know, because the body is a slave to the mind, right? And you're talking about all of the being at the VA. I didn't know that you were at the VA hospital, and, you know, because some of the work I do is with veterans and the VA itself. And a lot of these veterans, you know, they're just taking drugs after drugs, and I can't imagine the side effects and the counteractions between all of the different medications. And I just did a post the other day, on average, you know, 20, but this is both active and non-active members that are veterans. There's on average about 20 veterans a day are committing suicide. And so the pain that they're feeling and trying to, you know, big pharmaceutical drug it away is not working. And they've got stats to show that, and that journey of going within. Plus, you said you're 29, so you're starting to move. You know, age brings education and wisdom, and that unlocking, as I always remind people, and working with energy. I think, you know, one of my favorite quotes is from Nick Nikola Tesla when he talks about if you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, you start to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, not just the physical flesh suit, but more of the emotional, mental, and spiritual. And so for you, yoga was kind of that jumping off point to go within. And yoga has been around for thousands and thousands of years. I do Qigong myself to kind of set that energy tone for the day and what I'm doing. And as you started to move into the mental health, it's interesting because you said your intentions were not necessarily to go there, but you ended up there. So sometimes, you know, the channel is carved out for us, even though we don't necessarily see the whole, you know, staircase in front of us. So tell us a little bit more. We're going to be going to our first break here in just a few minutes. But if people want to work with you, and we're going to come back from our break and really start diving into polarity therapy, how can they get in contact with you, Kayla?
Yeah, absolutely. The website that you had mentioned, polaritytherapyseattle.com, that's a great place to start. Not only does it talk about polarity therapy, but all my contact information is there. You can make appointments through there, et cetera. My email address is also, I think it's listed on the website, but gomezkaylamarie@gmail.com. That's also an excellent way to get into contact with me. And right now I offer polarity on Mondays all day long, at Inner Alchemy, the place, as you know, the listeners have probably figured out so far, that I'm locally based in Seattle as well as you, Mark. And I practice polarity out of Inner Alchemy.
Yep, in West Seattle, and Inner Alchemy, Treasures and Transformations, every Monday. So if you're in the West Seattle local area, make sure to stop in at Inner Alchemy, look it up. And Kayla's doing practice and readings and energy healings all day long. I need to take advantage of that. I need to stop in on a Monday after a Mocha Monday. And again, we have all this information, guys, for our inspired listeners out there. All this information on Kayla is posted on our Facebook page with the website and her email address at Kayla, or I'm sorry, GomezKaylaMarie@gmail.com. It's backwards. So if you want to reach out to Kayla, please do so. And we're going to be cutting to our first break. Perfect time. And there's the whistling. Thanks for joining us today. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, and our very special guest today, Kayla Gomez. We'll be back here in 2 minutes to dive deeper into what is polarity therapy. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
All and welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. I'm your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Our guest today, our very special guest, joining Inspired Living Radio for the very first time, Kayla Gomez, who is a certified energy healing practitioner, polarity therapy practitioner, and a registered yoga teacher. Have you ever done an actual radio interview before, Kayla? Are we your first interview?
You are my first. Yeah, I've never done a radio interview before.
Well, we are honored, and the journey of 1,000 miles always begins with that single step. Right?
Well, thank you.
So I want to jump into talking about polarity therapy because a lot of our inspired listeners are asking themselves, what is it, what it's about?
Right.
And one of the quotes I just want to start out as we dive deeper into this is, you give life to what you give energy to. So let's talk about the energy and what polarity therapy is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. What is polarity? It contains so much. It's really such a system of holistic health. The best way I like to really start with a background into polarity therapy. So I was really surprised to find out that not very many people knew about polarity, but I guess it makes sense because even in my own journey and looking for what was the modality that I wanted to learn, polarity never really came up as an option. It rather found me instead of me finding it. Polarity therapy was created by a man named Dr. Randolph Stone. He was originally born in Austria, but he migrated to the United States when he was very young. He had his training as an osteopath, a naturopath, and a chiropractor. He developed his method of polarity sometime between the 60s and the 80s. He was definitely well ahead of his time. After he developed polarity, he went on into universities, into medical schools, and gave presentations about polarity, and he really tried to get it going within the Western model of health. It didn't really pan out. He was ahead of his time in that sense. He did obviously inspire many people who carried on his legacy and created many associations and continue to teach. So he believed that healing was more than just biology and the removal of physical symptoms. Intuitively, he believed that there were deeper truths involved. He became dissatisfied with the temporary results that he was seeing in just physical manipulation. And so this began a search for him on a deeper, long-lasting healing. It led him to study many medical and spiritual traditions of the Far East. He studied traditional Chinese medicine. He actually went to India and studied Ayurveda and yoga. He actually lived in, retired, and died in India near the end of his life. He was most especially, polarity also includes, I mean, it includes principles of hermetism, sacred geometry, I mean, many things, but he was especially inspired by both yoga and Ayurveda, and he primarily used these traditions when developing his system of energy healing. He understood that all life was movement, which is a manifestation of energy, and this became the foundation for developing the protocols and principles of polarity therapy. So, what is it? The definition of polarity therapy is that it is a holistic system of treatment that involves body work or hands-on therapeutic touch, dietary recommendations, exercise, and self-awareness or positive mindset and attitudes. This is what really makes it a holistic system and in itself. So that's kind of like the basics.
Yeah, no, it's very fascinating because, again, you come back to the yoga, and the yoga kind of led you to the polarity, but it's all about movement, right? Because I'm just thinking in my mind, you know, Aristotle talked about the energy of the mind is the essence of life. And and for our inspired listeners out there, you know, just a reminder that the mind is always going to dictate and the body is always going to follow. And when you start to think in terms of just that energy and the frequency and vibration, it really does start to change your health from the inside out versus taking a lot of pills, like we were talking at the opening of the show with these veterans. And, you know, thank you for any of our veterans out there currently serving or have served. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to be on the air today and the freedoms that we enjoy. And taking care of our veterans is very, very important. And I hope to see, and I know that the VA is also moving into more mindful modalities of working with meditation, working with acupuncture, working with chiropractic care, more than just taking a pill, right? Because it is more than just taking the pill. So for you, what was your draw when you were in Mexico and in your path started to unfold? What was the draw to polarity therapy that you really said, you know what, I'm not just going to be a nurse. I'm going to bring this this other modality into my nursing care and work with polarity therapy.
Yeah. I'm so glad you asked that. I was just thinking about that right before. You know, really for me, polarity, you know, you had mentioned how I had first started in the yoga. And then, I mean, it was honestly, it was largely intuitive. It was like love at first sight. It's like I wasn't even looking for it. You know, I was aware. I had done my yoga teacher training. I had actually received many different wonderful energy healing modalities, like Reiki being some, and just some shamanic healing, just all different kinds of things. But when I first met and received polarity therapy, like something just shifted. But what really drew me was that it contained within it everything I had already loved and was already studied. I mean, I had started studying Ayurveda. I was, you know, studying yoga. I've always been really fascinated and love sacred geometry. And it was just so whole. I mean, it just contained everything. I was like, it was just like on a silver plate. I was like, oh, here's everything I love, everything I believe in, all rolled up into one little ball. And then, you know, and then I got to learn all of these like amazing techniques for like assisting others on their healing journey. And I think my teacher was also a large part of it. I think it was very much spiritually led to me, I think, to find polarity. Like part of my spiritual journey has really been opening up to those messages from spirit. And I feel like a lot of that was this, that I happened to be in Mexico. There was a large part of me that wanted to get closer to my roots and my ancestors. And my teacher was also a large, large part of why I chose polarity. I mean, he offered to train me. There was definitely a connection there. Yeah, it was just very magical. And my own experience receiving polarity from him was also very transformative as well.
Very cool. And I love you sharing that story with our inspired listeners, because a lot of times we are presented, you know, things synchronistically or coincidentally line up. And you find yourself in Mexico and you find yourself in the right doors, but your free will and choice and the ability to learn is always your choice to step through that door or walk past it. And so for you, polarity therapy was about, you know, learning more in that draw. And you also talked about in our opening show about that cellular memory. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if we got into the discussion of past life regression, or bring Kim in here too, because Kim's a hypnotherapist, about if there's a past for you that has that cellular memory of you doing some sort of, you know, healing modality in a former life, or just because a lot of times I find when we're drawn to something, but we're not really sure why we're drawn to it. For me, I call that soul amnesia, and that there's a past resonance energy, because we're talking all about energy today, that draw comes from somewhere. And it's just, you know, it's quite interesting. So Kim is a hypnotherapist. So I want to get Kim in the conversation, because I know this is all about the mind as well and working from the inside out. You know, I was just thinking, we've had a lot of great guests on the show, and we've talked about neuroplasticity, about the rewiring of the brain, the ability to heal. I know that neurologists have looked at every time, you know, when you claim that every time you resist acting on your anger, you actually rewire your brain to be calmer and more loving, which then in turn helps that equilibrium that we were talking about at the beginning of the show, and that self-love and that self-healing. Kim, are you there?
No, I'm here. Listening to the conversation.
With your background in hypnotherapy, I want to get you in this conversation, because I think that would be fascinating to just, you know, talk about all of this.
Well, you know, Mark, interestingly enough, like what Kayla said earlier, you don't even need hypnotherapy. You sometimes just need an event or a person to come into your experience, and it activates the inner wisdom it is that you already hold. And so So I thought it was very interesting how you said that, Kayla, because that's happened to me before, too. Like, sometimes, you know, there's a teacher that I follow very closely, and sometimes I listen to her videos on higher consciousness and stuff, and I'll just break down crying, like, in pure joy sometimes, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I already know this, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's a very powerful feeling, and it's, you know, yeah, it's a very powerful feeling, and that's why I guess this teacher talks about awakening to remembering. So you're awakening that inner wisdom it is that you already hold inside, and it's like a something that comes back to you. Remember, oh wow, you know, this feels very familiar to me. I already hold this wisdom inside. So it's very interesting. But yes, Mark, you can definitely do past life regression where, you know, you might ask your higher self to take you back to a former existence, a previous existence that's important for you to know about today around, you know, polarity therapy. So, and that's one way to experience where your wisdom comes from and how you've been able to use it in past lives, and also, you know, share, learn how it is you can use it in this lifetime or what it is you set out to do in this lifetime with that wisdom. So, yeah, that kind of all pulls together. And there's so many different, you know, I think anytime we talk about the soul, it becomes very fascinating mm-hmm. topic with, you know, all of our existences and the wisdom it is that we hold inside and how we can pull from those previous former existences, you know, with the skills it is that we have and be able to use that in this current life. So
I love that so much. Everything that you both just said, so much of my journey has been so close to that remembering, that just like innate wisdom. And I think also why that is so meaningful and so powerful to me is I think that that really is what is the passion behind my wanting to be a part of this type of energy healing. Is my mission is to help my clients, like not as myself in the role of a healer, but more as in the role of facilitator, to help my clients remember that all of us hold that innate wisdom within ourselves of how to heal ourselves, like no matter what the modality is. But I just think that that's such a special and such a true gift of this type of work that we all do.
You know, and I, being a, you know, I practice energy healing too. I think the beauty behind it is that there's no limits in how mm-hmm. energy work can support us. It really isn't. And it gives you exactly what it is you need at that point in time. So whether it's pain and discomfort or emotional, you know, trauma, or you're needing to, be in set, motivated, or to create inspiration. I mean, it just, there are no limits mm-hmm. to how it can support you. But like, I do want to say one thing to people that are listening who, you know, are thinking about energy healing work, but maybe haven't tried it, or maybe, you know, just done one session or things along those lines. That sometimes, you know, sometimes you'll need a few sessions, especially depending on what it is you're working through at that point in time. So this isn't like you will always get what it is you need. But as with anything, you know, sometimes it's a process and you may need to have multiple sessions. So you may need to invest in yourself in that way. You know, I think sometimes people want quick and fast answers, you know, they're working on a major thing in their life or there's a major block and they expect, you know, it all in one shot. Oh, it'll be done in one session. I mean, everything is possible, but also understand that it's usually a process too. So I'm just putting that out there. You guys there?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm listening
yeah.
in.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's so important too. It's something that I also try to share with my clients is, yeah, I mean, just how I think it's even important when considering which energy modality that you're going to choose to work with. I mean, there are so many options nowadays, And it's just, yeah, it's one of those things that you're going to get exactly what you need to get when you're supposed to get it, when your body and your mind is ready to integrate it. And what that looks like and how many sessions that is or what that modality is always just different for everyone. And I think just experiencing and practicing listening to that intuition is also really important.
How about, you know, with the work it is that you're doing, psychiatric nursing, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That can take a lot out of you. You know, that's a can be mm-hmm. a tough arena to be in. You know, my grandmother did that work at the state hospital in Hawaii, and I know, you know, I've heard the stories about some of mm-hmm. the patients that were there, and it can be, you know, you got to really take care of yourself if you're working in that environment. So how has polarity therapy supported you to be able to, you know, be at your best in what can be a very difficult environment? And also, do you bring this into your, you know, work settings too, to just kind of help support the energy of the patients that are there?
Yeah, it definitely can be a very difficult place to work. Absolutely. It's been a big part of my journey to have to learn and practice energetic boundaries and protecting myself from, you know, energetic deprivation for sure. And I think through that, my lesson has really been how important self-care is, self-care work. It's made me really prioritize that. Polarity therapy has definitely been a large part in that journey as well. I definitely use the skills and the concepts of mind-body connection and awareness to always help keep me grounded. I've often thought, I think a lot about bringing polarity therapy into the hospital environment, but it's, with legalities and regulations and, you know, and depending like the mind space where the patient is and their ability to receive, you know, is really difficult. I think in situations like the hospital, I practice more of like more of a type of like distant healing, which is just, you know, a lot of like compassion and like, mm-hmm. you know, love and just like sending like that thought, which I think that you can do with polarity. Polarity, as people learn, there's so much more that we could talk about. I mean, it's really scientific and the techniques are very like hands-on. However, you know, all energy healing, I feel like, is so interrelated. It's so connected. It's all connecting to the universal life force. And so I definitely will like use my background in other types of energy healing, which are more like just distant, more intentional, more just like sending, you know, that universal love and compassion to my patients. And
I understand. That's, I think, more along the lines of what I was thinking too, you know, or like working with sacred geometry in those spaces and stuff. But that's mm-hmm. That's our note that we're heading into our second break, our final break for the show. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we talk further about the benefits of energy healing and polarity therapy.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, The intuitive prospector is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Kayla Gomez. We're talking about the benefits of energy healing, but also more specifically polarity therapy. So before we went to break, we were talking about bringing some of this work into maybe some of the work it is that you're doing on the nursing side, Kayla, but I know one thing that gave me a lot of comfort, or that I liked being able to do working with energy healing, is, you know, a lot of times I would see these animals come up on Facebook, and anything related to animals always gets me. You know, the dog at the shelter that was dropped off and is now, you know, hiding in the corner or whatever. Well, I used to always feel like really helpless with those situations. And after I got into energy healing, I used to love, or I still do, like knowing that I can, you know, send energy to that particular situation, infuse that energy with love and, with healing qualities that, can support, whatever situation it is at hand in, you know, the highest of ways. And so that's one thing that I know I really liked about what energy healing offered, you know, me, and being able, feeling like there's something that I could do to participate or to support in a beautiful way.
Yeah, I think that's really beautiful. I think that's really helpful too for most of us as energy healing practitioners, is being able to offer that kind of sending of energy and healing. Yeah, is a really important part of that practice.
So a session look like with you? Like what does the client go through and experience? They decide they want to try it.
Yeah. Great question. So for me, a session normally begins, you know, when I meet a client and I'll invite them in for a consultation. So it'll begin with a brief consultation to determine the client's reasonings for seeking polarity, discerning any physical or emotional symptoms they may be experiencing. It's also important when the client is experiencing symptoms to try and assess when these symptoms first began, like what was going on in their life at that time, to really involve the relationship of the mind and the consciousness in the healing process, as well as it helps mm-hmm. with like the diagnostic of where the energy imbalance, where the energetic imbalance might be. And so mm-hmm. after that consultation has happened, then the majority of the session will be focused on the body work or the hands-on therapeutic touch, which involves different types of what Dr. Stone would call manipulation, or where the practitioner places their hands on the client's body to help with the flow of energy and remove blockages. And we could go in for so long about how that was all developed. That's really like where the science behind polarity therapy comes in. But so the remainder of the session would have the client lying comfortably like on a table. and then the practitioner would perform a series of manipulations. The sessions for the client are usually generally received as very relaxing. A lot of times clients can go into a meditative state. They may fall asleep, which is wonderful because the more relaxed you are, you know, the easier it is for the energy to flow and for healing to really occur. And some of those benefits can range anywhere from increased mental clarity to maybe emotional release or relief from pain, or many other amazing benefits can be found as well too. And then, you know, depending on what else may be happening in the session, you know, may end with some dietary recommendations or some exercises. You know, I like to bring in yoga sometimes if I feel like it's adequate or helpful, and any other. And sometimes also too, I will get like intuitive insights about energetic imbalance or just things I receive during their session, and I will share those things too. And that's ultimately what a session would be like. And then depending on, you know, we had talked earlier about how many sessions a client may need, or how many, you know, how much energy work a client may need when, you know, when working with any one kind of particular challenge. And so at the end of a session, you know, that may be talked about too. And polarity, they really emphasize that if you, any type of physical, emotional, or challenge or illness or symptoms that you're working with, they really recommend 3 to 4 continuous sessions, like at least once a week, to really lock in the benefits and really hold and like last in that energy healing, as I'm sure that you're both pretty aware of. So
I agree too, just in my own experience. It's like when you're committed to it and consistent, it just reinforces, reinforces. And, you know, this is very helpful. So that's excellent. Now, just to your point too, you know, sometimes what I experience in my own sessions, and I don't do polarity therapy, but just energy healing, and, you know, people that are, can't sit still, or they can't relax, or, you know, they're constantly in their head going round and round and round, all the things they got to do, they're stressed out. And then they come into the session, and when the session is completed, they'll say things like, wow, I haven't been able to relax. I haven't been able to relax like that. And they're really kind of like still kind of a bit in a trance, you know, from the deep relaxation that they've experienced. I know just for myself too, it's kind of like you're in multiple worlds at once, you know. It's like, which is who we are, you know, as multidimensional beings, but it's almost like you're in and out a lot, you know. It's an interesting experience. So anyways, it can really give people the peace it is that, you know, they're looking for. And some people go really out, you know. I'll tell clients too, don't worry about falling asleep. Some people start snoring and they catch them, so they get all, you know, oh, I'm sorry. It's just like, no, it's okay. Just
yeah,
let yourself
it's
go.
Better.
It's all good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always encourage my clients to fall asleep. I'm like, if I need you to move or turn around, or I might do something that feels odd, you know, I'll let you know. But I always encourage them to fall asleep, because I really think that that helps the energy flow more efficiently, more freely.
Yeah. Mark, have you ever experienced a session like this?
Not with polarity therapy. I have, Kayla has offered, I just haven't had the opportunity to actually try it yet, but I've done a couple different energy healing modalities, and Yeah, I agree with both of you that multiple sessions are usually more beneficial to get into that equilibrium that we talked about, and even falling asleep, because when you're asleep, the mind is more active asleep than it's awake. So I imagine there's a lot of healing that takes place as well, and in balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking, you know, for our listeners out there, you know, whatever modality, if you've never worked with energy, you've never been to an energy healer, and there's been many different polarity therapy, Reiki, yoga, I do Qigong, Tai Chi, Karate. Does hypnotherapy, Kim, require any kind of what you do as a hypnotherapist? Does that require moving energy at all? I meant for you, like as a practitioner, is there like certain techniques that you have to do with hypnotherapy?
You mean to work with somebody's energy field?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, you don't have to, but you can certainly do energy healing on someone while they're in hypnosis. Yeah, are you ready to release this? Yes, I am. Okay, and then you might do some energy healing work on them in that process. It's not, you know, you can incorporate those different, you know, techniques and stuff into the session. But really, you know, all that is needed is just relaxation. So getting into a place of relaxation so you can work with the subconscious mind.
Yeah. And Kayla, for you, do you do that same thing as far as helping people to release? Is that part of the polarity therapy session where they actually release what they're holding on to, a trauma, grieving, a breakup, you know, things that pretty much happen in everyday life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a huge part of energy healing is that release. And polarity, they're described as like when we have traumatic things, stressful things, or difficult things, and even physical illness, you know, in polarity, that's described as energy blockages, that all those different things can lead to disruptions in the energy flow or to blockages in the energy flow. And that's all those different painful emotions and just physical pain in general that people feel. And so that with polarity, when you're using these techniques, essentially that is what you're doing, is removing those blockages, which then releases, you know, all of that pain or all of that trauma. You know, it helps reintegrate and transform it into more positive directions, more positive moods and positive emotions. It kind of helps with that flow that, you know, that energetic body kind of knows innately what it needs to do to heal itself or to transform energy.
Yeah. And do you work with the chakras at all? Is that part of the practice, or is that a different philosophy as for polarity therapy? The energy centers of the body. Some call it chakras, however you want to call it.
Yeah. Polarity therapy does work with the chakras. Because Dr. Sohn was so impressed with Ayurveda and yoga, yeah, most of his philosophy behind developing his energy healing system and his manipulations, which are the hands-on techniques, they do have their basis in the chakras as well as the elementals. So the Ayurvedic, because I think Chinese medicine has elementals as well, and then Ayurveda has the elementals, which are ether, air, fire, water, and earth. Yeah. And so he used the elementals and the chakras to develop his technique in balancing and removing blocks of the energy. So we do work with the chakras.
Very cool. Yeah, it's all interesting. You know, we talked about muscle memory. And at the beginning of the show, we talked about cellular memory as far as those cells holding on to past experiences, whether they're, you know, grieving or trauma or some sort of tragedy, and kind of clearing that and always clearing it, because we're going to just continue to have that. It's like an ongoing process, right? You know, experience, hold on to it, and then you decide you want to clear it or not clear it. So for our inspired listeners out there, because we're getting close to the end of the show, it always goes so by so quick when we're having so much fun in the world of spirit and metaphysics and healing and polarity therapy. And, you know, it reminded me of something that, you know, Albert Einstein talked about as far as energy genesis. So for our inspired listeners out there, if you're just starting down the path of energy, energy healing, getting a session on energy healing, Albert Einstein talked about that everything is energy and that's all there is to it. And if you match the frequency of the reality you want, you can't help but get that reality. It can be no other way. That is not a philosophy. This is physics, and that's energy genesis. So if you begin just knowing that everything is energy, everything around you, including the energy within, it's about matching that frequency and moving what no longer serves your higher self.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I do polarity? Can I do polarity therapy on myself?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So, you know, in my training and the training that I went through, doing polarity on yourself wasn't really something that was discussed. However, I really appreciate, I really love something that I learned while being trained in different types of energy healing modalities. And I think that it's closely related to modalities like Reiki, is that, you know, when it comes to working with the energetic field and the energetic body, I think we're only limited to how we can heal ourselves with our own imagination. And so, you know, using techniques like visualization and so forth, I think it's definitely possible to practice some of these polarity techniques on yourself. I've actually met people who say that they practice polarity on themselves. And the more that you work with polarity and that you start to tune into the flow and the qualities of energy, you also will start to develop your own technique in how you are using it. And that being said, a lot of the traditional techniques developed by Dr. Stone, just based off of the nature of the design, they're going to be kind of difficult to do on yourself, just because of how that they're designed. I hear music coming.
All right. Yeah, that's the end of the show, unfortunately, and we'll leave it with believe it, see it, achieve it. Kayla, so much. Thank you so much for coming on today's show and sharing polarity therapy with us. We truly appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Have a great week, everyone. Namaste.
Thanks so much. You guys too. Bye.
Bye-bye.